This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison yesterday denied a request from the Kennedy campaign to take his name off. Kennedy is out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump. Kennedy's lawyer says he plans to appeal. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. A new survey says Wisconsin's child care centers need more staff. The State Department of Children and Families research shows about 60% of providers have staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve as many as 33,000 more kids if they were at full capacity. 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says poverty is a toxic stress.
Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up without the necessary resources they need?
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit stalled recently in the U.S. Senate. Relaford says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Following an hours-long standoff, police arrested a 26-year-old Green Bay man Monday evening. Green Bay police say the man was seen making threatening gestures at officers earlier in the day when they were there on South Baird Street speaking with neighbors about recent disturbances. The officers were dispatched to take the man into custody about 12:45. That's when he barricaded himself inside of his home and would not come out. Green Bay police, SWAT, and K-9 officers forced entry and took the man into custody at about 5:45 last night. Charges are being referred to the district attorney's office. Over 50 people will lose their jobs in November. CHN Industrial America is laying off 52 employees at the St. Nazianz plant. According to the WARN notice filed with the state, the layoffs are effective November 14th. The notice does not give a reason for the layoffs at the Manitowoc County plant, but did say they would be permanent. The plant makes precision spraying equipment. Clinics across northeast Wisconsin are offering free vaccines for your child this month. Brown County has vaccines scheduled for September 26th. Winnebago County's clinic is on September 25th. There are some changes to the required vaccines this year, and the clinics can help kids get the shots they need. Check with your county's public health department for back-to-school vaccine clinics. K-9 Luca of the Grand Chute Police Department is at home recovering following surgery to correct a birth defect causing a buildup of blood around his heart. He was rushed to Blue Pearl Pet Hospital on August 25th for labored breathing and lethargy. UW Veterinary Care in Madison determined he had the birth defect, and surgery on August 29th took 10 hours. Grand Chute Police are, quote, optimistic that Luca will be able to return to full duty in the coming months. A renewable natural gas plant in Calumet County began operations in August. That in itself is not unusual. But the Green Meadows plant in Hilbert captures biogas from the adjacent Hickory Meadows landfill and converts it to renewable natural gas. It's the first plant of its kind in Wisconsin. Arcadia Energy says the plant can turn up to 4,800 standard cubic feet of landfill gas per minute into natural gas. The CDC says Wisconsin is showing high levels of COVID-19 viral activity in wastewater as COVID hospitalizations and cases are increasing. The Wisconsin DHS is encouraging residents to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. The DHS says respiratory viruses like these may cause mild sickness for some, but can be dangerous, even deadly, for older adults, infants, and those with underlying health risks. Lake Superior may be all wet, but it still seems to have a political opinion. On September 12th, the tongue-in-cheek social media account on X for Lake Superior withdrew its Superior 2024 campaign and instead endorsed Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the presidential campaign. The post has gotten many replies, pro and con, that are just as sassy as Superior's posts. See our story at wgbw.fm to read some of them. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames yesterday and took down the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2. With the win, the Brewers can now clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug got the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office is looking strong so far heading into fall. Beetlejuice stayed in the top spot for the second week in a row, taking in almost $52 million this past weekend. The Michael Keaton-led sequel has now taken in $188 million domestically and $264 million worldwide. Newcomer Speak No Evil came in second place with over $11 million. The well-reviewed thriller starring James McAvoy had a pretty good opening weekend, considering you could also stream it at home. In third place is the resilient Deadpool and Wolverine, which brought in just over $5 million in week number 8 of its release. In fourth place was right-wing commentator Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, which took in a little over $4 million. And in fifth place was the Ronald Reagan biopic Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid, which took in a little over $2 million. One box office casualty from the weekend would be David Bautista's The Killer's Game, which was a box office bust. Lots of good movies still on the way this fall, so stay tuned. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards are in the books. Despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23, Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and one Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time the Emmys have been held in 2024, as the 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writers and actors strikes. Hacks winning Outstanding Comedy Series over The Bear was not really an upset, but was a surprise. Lead actress in the show, Jean Smart, won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Speaking of comedy, taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the scripted variety series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute must. Brilliant show. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with a high near 85. Clear tonight, a low of 57. Sunny and low 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. For Friday, mostly sunny. We'll have a high around 83. For Saturday, 81 and a chance of rain by Saturday night. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.